Avalanche report for Thursday, the 16th of January 2025. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh and older wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant in particular on west to north to east facing aspects. These avalanche prone locations are to be found especially on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the tree line. This also applies in isolated cases on steep sunny slopes at elevated altitudes. Avalanches can additionally in some places be released in the weakly bonded old snow. Avalanches can release deeper layers of the snowpack and reach medium size. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially on very steep shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls for example. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of a sometimes strong wind from northerly directions, mostly small wind slabs formed in all regions. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are lying on soft layers in particular on west to north to east facing aspects above approximately 2,200 meters. Individual weak layers exist deep in the old snowpack especially on shady slopes. We have the following danger patterns, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.7, snow pore zones in snow-rich surrounding. The tendency for Friday, the 17th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.